Continuing coverage of the IGHSAU State Wrestling Tournament with APGC coach Joel Reince. And two of the three are moving on to tomorrow. First of all, Grace Storyhan taking care of business with two pins. Doesn't even make it out of the first minute of the first period. But Grace, again, you know, coming in here and taking care of business like she always does.
Yeah, that's right. She just rolled today and preparing her for a big one tomorrow morning.
Yeah, so when it comes to facing Lily Cooper of Denver, someone that she's already gone head-to-head against a few times in her career already, but what's kind of your outlook for that match? What have you seen from the first couple of matches against Cooper that you're hoping Grace is able to take into tomorrow and hopefully use to her advantage?
Yeah, the second time we wrestled her this year, Grace ended up teching her in the before the end of the second period, so you know, I kind of hope that's the way this one goes. And Grace was on the attack in that match, and I think she was a little more passive in her two losses to that Cooper girl. So I think she just needs to go right at her and just keep hammering away.
Kira Cox remaining alive in the tournament. She gets a win in the first round over Humboldt by fall. Unfortunately, loses in the quarterfinal, but is able to bounce back here in the blood round with a win over a girl from Sioux Center in a minute and 17 seconds. You know, what can you say about Kira being able to come out, be resilient here in the blood round match, and keep her season alive?
Yeah, absolutely. She came out and you know, did what she's been doing as of late. You know, single leg, get them taken down, ride them for a little bit, hit the suck back, and pin them. And that's what happened in the last match. That's what happened in her first match. And that second match was never the opportunity to get that. But you know, I'm really happy for her. You know, a senior winning a medal down at state, couldn't be more proud.
And then Zoe Uhlenhop at 145, unfortunately, doesn't make it out of consolation action here today. Kind of interesting. She has to start with the girls she faced in the finals at Colfax Mingo, but able to bounce back in the consolation, but unfortunately not quite enough there in the last match of the day. But again, you know, you can't take away the fact that, you know, she's, again, a state qualifier for the second year in a row.
Yeah, you bet. You know, not the best draw for Zoe this today, but, you know, she wrestled well enough, I think, and obviously got a win down at the state tournament, so that's, you know, a feather in her cap there. You know, was leading in the match or tied in the match in the blood round and you know, just got her head pulled under and stuck in that headlock, and you know, that's tough. It's tight under there. You know, I couldn't be more proud of her season and where she's come from since last season. Making strides and like I said, she's upset, rightfully so, after that match, and you know, hopefully it burns with her a little bit to use that as motivation for the next season.
All right, don't want to keep it too long. We'll certainly catch you tomorrow, but thanks for the time tonight, and best of luck to the two remaining wrestlers here this year.
Thanks, J-Mo.